Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Ada Marie Show, where she will provide answers to your life questions. During this hour, Ada Marie will talk about a favorite topic, then take your questions. Today, the topic will be love and relationships, and that was suggested by our first caller of the day, who is the lucky one to suggest the topic. So place all fears aside and know that there is a solution to every problem. Ada Marie will lead you to the discovery that your life is meant to be about joy. She is a revolutionary seer, conscious medium, healer, life coach, and counselor. Growing up on a farm in the eastern Montana prairie, Ada Marie was taught herbal medicine and mentored in intuitive sight by conscious mediums, her grandmothers. This knowledge had been handed down through generations. Being a seer and survivor, she trains and guides you on a path of physical and emotional regeneration, which is invaluable to understanding the individual steps necessary to achieve vitality and a life filled with inner calm and peace. She has a rare gift of hands-on healing and communicating universal knowledge. Her life mission is to pass this knowledge on to others. And so let me welcome Ada Marie.
Hello there, and how are you today?
I'm doing great. How about you?
I'm good, too. I do want to say, and I do want to thank all of the people who attempted to call a day or so and did not get through. Just try again. I am here. I rarely ever leave the house. And so sometimes the phone gets garbled up somehow and the calls don't get through. But if you keep trying, you'll eventually get through. The phone company came yesterday, and they were very nice. I don't know what happened out there in that windstorm, but something. So now we're back to cooking again. I think it's been ringing today, so I think we're cooking pretty good.
Good. Well, just to let the callers and listeners know, Ada Marie takes calls Pacific time between 7 in the morning and 6 at night. And I'm going to give you her phone number in a minute. And she gives you the first 15 minutes of a full session for free. And her website is thegoldenoracle.com. And her phone number is area code 520-896-9510. That's 520-896-9510. And before we take calls today, we talk about a topic, as I mentioned, and today's topic is going to be love and relationships. And that was suggested by our first caller of the day, Michelle. Ada Marie, what would you say about love and relationships?
Well, in the first place, love is divine energy and should be everybody's energy. They should hold that as their very dear energy and always see the good and the healing in each person that they know and love or anyone they talk to. So with divine love, you're taking the responsibility to send that divine energy into anyone that you speak to on the phone. As I send you divine love and light, I see it surround you. I see it manifest where you have need of, for whatever it is that you're in trouble with. When people call, they don't have to say, "I broke my leg, will you send a healing?" They just say, I would like to have a healing. Can you help me?" And I look at them and I say, "Yes, I can. You have to tell me your name, because I can send a healing, but if it don't have a name attached to it, it just goes out. Who knows where it lands?"
Right.
So other than that, when they call for that kind of work, I just need to know their name. And it usually is very wonderful when later on people call and say, "Gee, the pain stopped immediately." You know, I'm always happy because what I know is that God is working, and the angels that work with me and he sends to help go right to the place, and the people immediately get assistance.
Well, let's get back to love and relationships. What else would you like to say about that?
Well, I will say that a relationship that is filled with love and the love is direct and honest and not modeled with other stuff is a good life partner. That person, whether you are friends with them, married to them, or just know them from a workspace, if that divine love is honest and true and correct, it is healthy for everybody involved, and health will remain with that relationship and that people. It is when the love is not true, is not direct, that we run into problems with health because people are nervous and scared, and that causes ill health. If you love somebody, and you do, we all love people, and we send that divine love to those people, and when we think of them, if you are thinking of me, then you are sending me something, and it will get to me, and I will feel it, and I will feel the presence of it. So I may send it back to whomever it came from, even if I don't have a name. I can say, thank you, I feel wonderful, and I'm blessed to know whomever you are. And very often that person will call me throughout the day somewhere along the way. So you can be anything to anybody, but the more positive, the more loving, the more understanding, and the more insightful you are, the better your life will be. The healthier you will be, the happier you will be. And things will go well. Everything will run smoothly. Right?
Absolutely. How can we nurture that love and keep it alive?
Very simply. When you look in the mirror in the morning, look directly into your eyes and say, I love you. I love you. And the love I have for you goes out to everyone I know. And I send this love and light with divine blessings to everybody I meet, everybody I know, and everything that I am involved in doing.
So it all starts with me. In other words,
mm-hmm.
We need to love ourselves first before we can share that with others.
If you don't love yourself, nothing anybody sends you is going to stick. It's going to bounce off.
Yeah.
So you have to like yourself. I like me so you can. That's the statement I always make to people. I like me so you can. And if you like me, then I can like you.
What about people that are looking for love? What advice would you give to them?
First, look in the mirror and see if they like themselves enough to be worthy of being loved. Now, did you get that?
I got it.
Yeah, because if you look in the mirror and see yourself worthy of being loved, then it will pour into you. But if you find something wrong with yourself, nothing's going to come.
What's the next step?
What is the next step?
Yeah.
The next step is to be honest with yourself and learn to like yourself just as much as you would like anybody else. You are an individual person inside of this skin, but you need to like that person just as much as you would like a friend, a relative, a teacher, anybody, because you have to feel within yourself that you are worthy of your, my dad used to say you're higher, but meaning that you are worthy of the love that you are expressing and you are worthy of receiving that love back.
Right.
You have to change how you think and think about the fact that when people really do send you love and they send you joy, if you don't accept it, you're the one who is being fooled, not the person.
I know that you've said for people that are looking for love that it's important to make a list of all of the qualifications.
Well, yeah, if you're looking for a relationship.
Yeah.
That is going to be a loving relationship, your best option is to sit down and write out, and some people have written as many as 20 pages
oh my
of what of the kind of person that they want to love and the kind of person that they're gonna offer that love to, how they're gonna treat them. But first, you have to write down the kind of relationship, the kind of person you would like to have a relationship with. You want a person who likes to talk a lot? Do you want a person who likes to be quiet? What do you want? Do you want a person that you look forward to seeing every day? That's a very good place to start. What kind of a person would you like to have to work with every day or see every day or go home to every night? Those are the things that you need to think about, and then what you are willing to do to make that a happy relationship.
It's a two-way street, isn't it?
It's definitely a two-way street. And, you know, one little flower picked from a garden and handed to a loved one when you get home can say more than any batch of words you could put together.
Beautiful.
It's really true. And they would enjoy it, and they will remember it always. And it's and especially among women, they say, oh, you know, my husband brought me a poppy. He picked it on his way home, and when he came home, he came in and gave me a poppy. Well, that's wonderful. It's not a bouquet, but it's a bouquet from the heart. So you picked it, and it come from your heart. You picked it with love, and you gave it with love.
Right.
And that's where people get mixed up. They don't stop to think of the joy of doing something. If they're doing it for the wrong reason, they shouldn't be doing it at all.
That's right.
If they're just wanting to impress you, forget it.
Right, right. We don't need charmers.
Mm-mm, not at all.
Well, shall we go to the phone lines?
Yeah, we can do that.
Okay. Our first caller is Michelle, and she's the one that brought up the topic, as I mentioned. I'm wondering if she wants to talk about love. Let's see. Hi, Michelle. You're live.
Hi. Yes, you were right.
Hi.
I do. Hi. I do.
Hi there.
I was wondering if you saw a love relationship for me, and I really enjoyed everything you had to say, and I really did write everything out. One page, not 20 pages.
Michelle, is this a first relationship for you?
Oh, no.
Or have you had one before?
Oh, yes, I have. I'm divorced, actually.
Okay, because I see in your auric field, there is a fear of having a relationship. Is that true?
Well, I just ended one maybe June, and maybe it's a little fear because it's been so long since I had anyone new or different, and I'm afraid maybe of getting the same kind, but yet I do want one.
Okay.
You know.
So look in the mirror. Now listen closely as I explain this to you. Look in the mirror,
okay,
and speak to the person who looks back at you in the mirror and tell that person what the fear is and that you want that energy to come back and help you dispel your fear, because you don't need to be fearful. The experience was a learning experience. It wasn't a fearful experience. You had a learning experience. Now you want to go to your heart and ask for insight into that experience, okay? So just look in the mirror, and as you're looking in the mirror at yourself, whatever messages come to you, and they will come, believe me, they'll come, will give you insight into what happened, okay?
Okay.
Does that make
and
sense
if
to
I
you?
Do that, oh, yeah, for sure.
Yes, well,
Actually,
then if you can,
to
your
you
next
talk,
three...
I was. I'm sorry, go ahead.
So if you do that and you pay attention to what you receive, you'll be able to change the way you carry on or act or relate to people, and you'll find it much better and easier and a lot more fun, and you'll be well loved.
Okay. So you think
it's kind of a formula for life. You have to know that what you are willing to give is what you are willing to receive. So
yeah,
if you give love from
that.
Your heart, yeah, you're going to get back love from someone's heart, okay?
Okay.
Does that answer your question?
Thank you.
You're
yeah,
welcome.
I mean, I was kind of hoping for maybe like a time frame or something, but I guess you're saying it depends on
well,
me.
Well, you didn't ask for a time frame, but I will tell you this. When the holiday season starts, you'll be pretty well, you'll have plenty of options to pick and choose a mate, a friend, for a relationship.
Okay.
At that time, you'll find that
I was going to say, any
somebody
idea
will
how
show
I
up.
Meet the person?
No, I don't have an idea of how you can meet the person, but you will, without a doubt, you'll be meeting several persons. You'll have to pick one.
Huh. Okay.
Something you're
sounds
doing
good.
Or smiling or something will bring people to attention to you. So wear that smile. Okay?
I always do. I will. And thank you so much.
Okay, good.
Are you off, Michelle?
Okay. I'll keep listening.
Okay. Thank you for calling in today.
Thank you
for bringing up the topic. Yeah, you're welcome. Okay, our next caller is Stacy. And Stacy, you're live.
Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Hello?
What is
Hi, how are you, Ada? Hi,
you
Ada.
What?
Hi, hello.
Hi. Hello.
Hi. Yes. How are you today?
I'm fine, and how are you?
I'm doing good. So, I have a question in regards to my love life. Currently, I'm single.
Okay.
I'm just focusing on school. Because I had a vision of someone. I haven't met him yet, but it's someone I think might come into my life. I don't know if it's happening in 2018 or maybe 2019. But do you pick up someone? And the thing about it, he doesn't come. I mean, we meet, but he's like scared to approach me, so it's going to take him a while. And I wanted to know if you pick up on any of that energy.
I think he's a very he's a person who is very shy, but inwardly he has a lot of fear. That's not a good thing to start a relationship with.
Okay, a lot of fear about what?
No. So if you're going to have a relationship with him, be sure that it's a talking along, probably months of just talking and becoming to know each other well enough that he isn't fearful.
Yes.
But he is
so
fearful.
Fearful of what? Speaking to me personally or just fearful of being fear?
Yeah, somewhere. So he's fearful of for some reason, fearful of making a mistake, and I can't even imagine. He's very, very quiet and nice. He's a quiet person. He's not gregarious and funny.
Oh.
Right?
Oh, I haven't met him yet. Okay. So when you said he's scared of making a mistake, you mean like
he said he's scared of making mistakes? Well,
I don't know what that would mean.
You have to get him to laugh and not take life so seriously. Somebody's been drawn on him and making him feel like he doesn't know what he's doing.
Is it from a previous relationship that he may have had?
A creepy relationship?
Yeah. Because you said
I don't
that.
Think he's creepy.
No, she said a previous, was it from a previous relationship that he had?
Oh, Yeah, that could be true. You know, that they were too demanding.
Oh, you know what? I picked up on another a female's energy, and I do see that she's extremely demanding, so demanding that there's nothing between them, but I think he's just, like, there, which has nothing to do with me. I can't get into that, you know. But I do see it coming. So the best thing to do is just talk for a while.
For that's right. A long time.
Okay.
Talk whenever you get a chance and be honest with yourself and with him.
Okay. Why? Just because I don't want to waste
that's
my time.
Important.
Is it that he... Oh, is it just he might go back to this person? Because I'm not going to get involved or anything. Are you going to waste my time?
No. Okay. But when you're in a relationship, talk and be friendly and be understanding of each other. I mean, you know, some people do things because that's how they were raised, and they haven't changed because that's how their mother treated them.
So you want to be
sure that it's not something that they did or they taught him that is not quite correct.
Okay. Oh, that's what it is. Okay.
Mm-hmm. So talk.
Okay.
Okay,
when I meet him, I'll call you back and let you know. Okay, thank you.
Okay, that'd be great.
Thank you for calling, Stacy. Okay, our next caller is Lily, and you are live.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Lily, and I'm calling from California. And I am wondering about a man named David.
David. Well, I'm looking at David, but I'm looking at you in your auric field because you don't have a last name here. So I'm looking at what I see in your aura. And what your aura says to me is that you're very fond of him, and he's a little standoffish. Is that correct? Pardon?
He can be at times, yes.
Yes. Because he's very cautious. He really... doesn't want to get involved in something that he has to walk away from. So he's kind of laid back. He kind of pulls away if you try to get too close. Correct?
Actually, he hasn't shown me that in the last 4 years.
Well, one thing, then maybe he's becoming very comfortable with you. Do you feel that way?
I'm sorry. I do feel.
Do you feel very... He feels comfortable?
Yes. Yeah.
Good. Then obviously you've walked over that bridge and got it straightened out. So what is it you want to know?
Well,
sounds to me like you
did
all your homework.
Just... I wanted to know if the future is going to be a long one with us or, you know, what the future holds for us, basically.
Well, basically, I don't think he's a marrying kind. I think he doesn't want that responsibility. But if he was... that kind of a person that would marry, he would be very responsible to take care of you. But right now, he isn't sure that he wants to marry.
Okay.
That's where he's at.
But we could have a long relationship outside of marriage.
Yes, you can have a long, long relationship. Just don't walk too close to the edge of talking about marriage. Let him
hasn't
do the
been
talking.
Brought up.
Huh?
Okay. I said that hasn't been brought up by either of us.
Good. So it can go a long time I know a couple that went together about 9 years, and then they married. Now they're great grandparents, so they're still together. They still have a whole family together.
Beautiful.
So it could happen. And
do you see children? Do you see children
between us? Yeah, I see. I don't know between you, but you can have two children. When you ask about children, you're the one, and you could have two children, yes, if you choose.
Oh, yes.
It's not mandatory. Yeah.
Well, our careers, we both have pretty demanding careers. Do you see that influencing our decision for the future between us?
I think it has a big influence on your decisions, and the fact that you both can allow the other one to have that energy that they need to do that job. Because when you have very demanding clients, oh my goodness, girl, you know, you can be so exhausted you can't even talk.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Time to regroup.
That's true. So,
okay.
But I think you're both on the same wavelength when it comes to that. I think you're both understanding of each other. It appears that way.
Great. Well, I believe we have a pretty solid. He's been my rock.
Mm-hmm.
So. Okay. Any other news that I should know?
Well, basically, you're both very healthy, and that's wonderful. And I think that's the best news I could give you. Because you're both careful and you take care of yourselves. That's a good thing.
We try. Yeah, we take care of each other that way, too.
Yes, that's right. So that's a wonderful thing.
Okay, then, unless you have anything
else. Okay. Now, you might live to be in your late 90s, so hang in there. Because both of you have a energy pattern of health and wanting to be happy. You both carry those two energies, happiness and health. And that being said, you could live over 100 years.
Beautiful. That's great news.
I just recently, a couple that I knew in California, they are celebrating, are you ready? Their 97th wedding anniversary. One is 113 and the other one is 110.
Wow. Somebody got married.
They got married when they were 12 and 13.
Oh, my goodness. Wow.
Years and years ago. That was,
well, was,
you know, that was back
then.
In the days when people did that.
Yeah.
And they're still alive.
Wow. That's amazing.
It is amazing. I got a phone call, and I didn't recognize them. And they asked for my address, and I gave it to them. And then they called me this morning, and they're going to come by on their way to, they're on their way to Chicago, and they're going to come by in a week or two, and I'm going to get to see them.
Wow.
So to me, that's going to be wonderful.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's a goal to shoot for.
Yeah, it is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, They're he's driving and she's driving. They're still driving.
That's amazing.
It is amazing. And when I talked to them on the phone, I thought they were younger than me.
Wow.
They're very busy and gregarious and happy. And I think laughter and happiness
key.
Is a big thing. Yeah. I think if you have laughter in your house, you're going to be healthy. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that idle mind just does wonders for your mental and spiritual aspect. So being a nurse, I see it often. Yes.
Right. I'm sure you
awesome.
Do. And that's wonderful. So you see, you can look at somebody, and of course I read auras, but even then, you can look at people and you can tell the happiness in them or the sadness in them or the seriousness in them. And then you can see when they're frustrated. So I think if everybody can be happy and content in what they do and have very few falling outs or arguments, whatever you want to call them, they are healthier and they are happier and they live longer. Just because
True.
They don't go through the stress. Yeah.
True.
I really believe that.
Well, thank you very much, and thank you for sharing.
Well, you're welcome, and I'm so happy that you're doing something that's really healthy, good for you.
Well,
so
I do have
happy.
My moments, and I'm in between careers,
well,
so...
Well, we all have moments, but they only last a few moments, and then we get over it.
Yeah.
That's the secret, to get over it.
When you,
what did
when
I learn from
you,
this? That's
the,
what my grandma used to say. If you had a falling out with somebody, what did I learn from this? If something didn't go right, what did I learn from this? That's the only thing she'd ever say. What did you learn from that? So
well,
I spent a lifetime
because I've dissolved a lot of relationships this year, and I've asked myself that many a times. And as Buddha says, every man is your teacher.
Right. So that's a good thing. I think everybody should kind of judge themselves as to what they really are experiencing and what they're really learning and what they're really losing.
True.
I think that's a good thing.
Well, thank you for calling,
thank you,
Lily.
Again.
Take care, hon. Okay.
You too.
All right, our next caller is from area code 708. What is your name, please?
My name is Barbara.
Hi, Barbara.
I want to live to be 100. Hello, Ava.
You could.
I'm
you
telling you,
do that.
I heard
anybody
what you
could
said,
do it if you take care of yourself, you can do that.
Well, I've decided to. I've had some health issues that have come up, and that's what I'm working on now is to. Rectify it by doing things differently as far as eating and things of that nature. What else can you recommend for me?
Well, I'll recommend for you what I do, and I've been doing it for a long, long time, and I've been pronounced dead 3 times, so this is no joke. I take my forefingers in the morning when I first get up and go to the bathroom and look in the mirror and I tap my temples and say, I am in perfect health. And I do that 10 times every morning and 10 times before I go to bed at night. Now, I only use the tips of my fingers on my temples and I repeat, I am in perfect health, perfect health. I am in perfect health, perfect health, perfect health. And I have recovered from things that most people would never have a chance to do. And at one time when my arm was disabled and I couldn't use it, I did it. I put my elbow on the table and I sat at the table and I could move the fingers. So I sat with my elbows on the table and I tapped my temples. And now today that arm is working perfectly fine, beautiful. So I'm a believer in, I'm a believer
in
when somebody tells me something, I'm going to try it. If it works, wonderful. I'll keep doing it. If it didn't work, I would stop. And it worked. So I believe when people come here for a retreat, you can come here for a retreat. And I do three-day retreats. And people come here for a retreat, and they look at me, and they say, is your mother here? I said, who are you looking for? And they said, Ada. I said, I'm Ada. And they go, you are? I said, yes, I am. Is that okay with you? One man came and he opened the screen door and he said, oh, is your mother home? I said,
well, look at you.
Well, yeah, no, he's looking at me. And I said, not really, but I'm here. And then I got up off the floor and he said, well, I'm looking for Ada. I said, you're looking at her. He just gasped. He just looked. That was so funny.
Is there anything? I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
Is there anything regarding family relationships that you could give as guidance?
You know what? I want to tell you. Some families are real close and real, real tight. And other families, some of the kids are close and some are far away. Now, this was what my grandma told me, and this is what I'll share with you and anybody who cares. My grandma said, when a mother bear goes into a cave in the fall to hibernate, she has usually one or two babies, right? She takes the babies of the cave, and for 2 years, those babies follow her around. And on the third year, when they go into the cave, the babies go to sleep, and the mother gets up and leaves the cave and gets another one. So she has trained those babies in 2 years, and they're going to get by. And that's what we have to do with our children. We have to teach them right from wrong. We have to teach them how to work. We have to teach them to be honest. We have to teach them the things that we know that they're going to need as they grow up. And as they go away from home and they get jobs and they work and they meet other people, they meet a lot of things. But if their foundation is strong, they'll be able to survive. And if they'll work, they'll always be able to get a job. So I'm telling you, when you raise your children, be sure you teach them how to work. Doesn't matter what the work is. Doesn't matter if it's help cleaning the house or working on the car or whatever. As long as it is good, honest work and they do it with joy, that's what's important. The man who runs this show for us, he comes in when I call up and I say, this is Ada Marie. He says, well, hello, Ada. He's happy. His voice is happy. He makes me feel like I'm important and I'm special. And it's fun to work, do anything I can do to help him, because he makes it feel like we are all real important. You and I are important to him. You see? And that's the feeling that makes the show go and makes it good. And everybody benefits. So that's what I did a show about 6 months ago, and man, I couldn't deal with that woman. She was, so I told her, I said, I can't do this anymore. We're moving, and I quit trying to. I couldn't do it. I just couldn't do it. It was just too much. But now I'm working with another company, and this man is an angel.
Oh,
he is
very
an out-and-out angel. Yeah.
Absolutely.
He is.
A real gem.
He is a real gem. Absolutely. So.
Hello?
Barbara, can you hear me?
No, I can.
Yeah, I accidentally pushed the discontinue button. Hold on and let me get Ada Marie back, okay?
Okay.
In the meantime, I'm going to play a song. And area code 612, I see you there. Hold on and let me get her back. I'm going to play a New Age song called Throw It All Away by Jennifer Farron.
Okay.
Okay, Barbara, I have Ada Marie back, and Barbara was asking you about her family situation. What was it that you were concerned about, Barbara?
Well, it's not my own children, it's other family members, and it just seems that it's just taken a not nice turn. And I don't want to be scapegoated by somebody. I guess that's really what it is.
Well, are the children unhappy with you, or are they unhappy?
They're not her children. They're other members.
Oh, they're other members of the family.
Right.
Well, I will tell you truthfully. We come from a very large family. My grandmother had 26 children. 11 of them were men. And I have so many relatives. To tell you the truth, I could be working with one and never know they're related. There's so many of them. Anyway, when that happens and they separate, it's for their own growth. They want to go and do something different, and of course the family doesn't see that as good. Well, if they do that, that's good for them because they're learning something different. I don't know how big your family is, and I don't know how many people you have in it, but it's good when you get out among people that are not like you because you're going to learn something different because they have different ideas. And they're going to learn from you because you have different habits and ideas. So
well,
I
guess I
always see that as...
My views are quite different from the spiritual aspect. Mine are very different.
Well, I'm a very spiritual person also, and I see people who are doing things differently as their growth, where they're at in their growth. They aren't in the same space that I am and maybe far behind me, but I always am good to them because they know only what they've been taught and only what they know. And sometimes they have a hard time breaking those old habits. Does
mm-hmm.
that make sense?
It does, but
you know, so
how do I... It's still... I
mm-hmm.
understand where I'm coming from, and I'm not putting judgment on any of them at all. At all. But it just seems
right.
that there's certain... You know, you always have people that like to stir the pot and like to...
Yep.
cause trouble. Ooh, it's hurtful. It really is hurtful. And I guess maybe that's...
You know, it's extremely painful. And believe me, I know what you're talking about. But you know what I learned to do? And only because my great-grandma said, you know, you couldn't do anything right in the eyes of that person, no matter what you did. So just know in your heart how miserable they really are. Mm. And I thought to myself, oh, I never thought of that. But
me
it's
either.
True. They are so miserable that they want everybody they know to be miserable. And it's true. You know, the things they pick on you about, you would never even think of. They're just miserable people. And the best thing you can do is get as far away from them as you can. One man said he hated the family reunions because they lasted a whole weekend. And he said, you go there, and he said, there's only maybe four people in the whole bunch that you can talk to and communicate with and have a good time with. And others of them are doing da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. And they're finding this fault and that fault and family whatever. And he said, we're so glad we leave early on the third day. because it's true. You know, they come and you're always glad when they leave.
Yeah. Well, I'm one of 28 grandchildren, so I get the big, you know, the big group of people like you're talking about and being one of 28. Yeah. And I guess, as my grandmother used to say, you know, when you'd hear something or you'd say something about someone, she'd say, pull your own nose.
Yeah,
and,
right. My grandma would say, you know, have you cleaned your slate?
yeah.
And that meant, who are we to be talking, right?
Exactly. Do you see any relationship?
Yeah. For you?
Yeah.
Well, you're asking me that question, and yet I see a man who's very, very fond of you. Do you know who that is?
Not in the slightest.
Hmm?
Not in the slightest. I have no idea.
Hmm. Well, let me tell you what when you said that, this man is about, I don't know, maybe 6 foot tall, medium built man, and a hard worker. And you seem to cross somewhere in your work or your life or your neighborhood, you run across this man, and he's always willing to talk, and he's very friendly. He's very, very nice and kind of quiet, but he's nice to visit with. So you do know him. And he's somewhere in your area of life, and he's very fond of you. He's shy, but he's fond of you. He'll talk to you every time you see him. He'll talk to you.
Well, there's
a man in
the neighborhood, but he's married, so it can't be him, and he's not 6 foot tall. But I can't imagine.
This man is not married. He's single.
For goodness sake.
So maybe you haven't met him yet. Maybe he comes to your workplace.
Maybe.
Yeah, but he's around, and you will, before the season is over, you will meet him.
Well,
around
hot diggity dog.
Good. And you're laughing, but he has a real good sense of humor, and that's probably what you'll be attracted to, his sense of humor.
Okay. Well, I do want to get a hold of you. I do want to get a hold of you because I got to find out the diet of these people that are 113 years old. I want to do what they're doing, Ada. And I bet you it's all planned.
I have a website. And my phone number is 520-896-9510. And you can call between 7 in the morning and 5 at night.
That's Pacific time.
But you can call and I think in my file cabinet I have a couple of letters or several from those people, and they send me Christmas cards every year. I've done radio shows for about 35 years, so I've been doing a lot of them, and a lot of people I can't ever remember everybody's name. That's impossible. But when they call me, sometimes I can remember their voice.
Mm-hmm.
So,
well, I want to thank you.
You can go ahead.
And I want to thank David because he is really a gem. He's a very kind, I can tell he's just a very kind and a very thoughtful person, very much so.
Right. Absolutely.
Oh, thank you, Barbara.
Yeah.
Yes.
You both deserve each other. You're both beautiful beings.
Aw. Well, we end up working together.
And we find it easy to work together. We don't have any problem that I know of. We don't have a problem of any kind.
No.
Yeah.
No. Because you're two clean slates. You don't have any agendas, hidden agendas. That's why. Isn't it refreshing?
It is. I never did have a hidden agenda because I never had anything to hide.
Right.
So,
well, thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Thanks for calling, Barbara. God bless.
God bless.
She's a sweet.
Okay. And we're on every week at 5 o'clock Eastern Time. Let us know how you make out.
I will.
Okay. Take care.
Thank you, too.
Bye-bye.
Well, Ada Marie, we don't have any other callers. Is there anything else you'd like to say today?
Well, you know, we're in the fall season, the season of the year when everything has to be put together, and then we have the heavy part with the holidays coming up. But I think this is the time of the year to meditate and look back on the year and see what you've accomplished and see if there's things that you really would like to continue to work on or if you want to do them next year. And make a little note of your successes this year so you feel good about yourself. I think those little notes really do lift your spirits when you feel like you're over your head in work.
Yeah, that sounds like a good idea.
It is a good idea. I do it because I know, oh, my goodness, like today I had 18 calls that all wanted something yesterday. So I hung up the phone and said, well, I got a radio show to do, and that's more important to me, and I'll think about it when I go to bed tonight. And tomorrow night I'll mail out their information. I wrote a book called Thoughts Are Things. And it's just a small, it's not a very big book. I published it myself. And a lot of times when people hear about it, they want it. So I'll get, it's $15, and I mail it to them. And that covers the postage and part of the printing. And so I just do that because it's easy for me to do. I enjoy to do it. And the people who get it always call back and they are so happy. They said, I wish I would have had this 20 years ago. But in the end of the book, that's where I tell them that, you know, they are the perfection of themselves, that book.
Mm.
So it's a nice thing, and I mail out some from time. I get rashes of calls for the book, and they call up and give me their address and phone number, and I mail the book.
And that's available through your website?
Actually, I don't know if it is or not. It might be. Thoughts Are Things, and I really don't know. It could be. They might have put it on my website. I know very little about my website. I haven't looked at it for a long time, and I don't get on the web very much. I don't answer questions on the web. My phone number is on the site, and if people want to call me, they can pick up the phone and call. And that I can handle.
I'm looking on your website right now.
Mm-hmm.
I don't see it there. I see Miracles in Your Fingertips.
Yeah, Miracles, that's the name of the book, Miracles in Your Fingertips.
Oh, that's it. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that is available on your website.
Yeah, that one is available. The other one is long past 30 years ago, I guess.
Yeah.
But that's the newest one, is Miracles in Your Fingertips.
But there's another book called Thoughts or Things?
There was, but it's not printed at this time.
I see. Okay.
I have to get it printed, and I haven't done that yet.
Okay. Well, anything else, darling?
I can't think of anything.
All right. Well, then this is a good place to end for today.
Well, it really is, and I thank you because it's wonderful to work with you.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you.
I really enjoy it. So we will talk to you again tomorrow?
Next Wednesday.
Yeah, next Wednesday. You're right. You're on my book every Wednesday.
Okay. 2 o'clock
your
time.
Right. That's right.
Okay. We'll talk to you then.
Okay, and you have a good week, okay?
You do the same.
I will.
Okay,
bye-bye.
Bye.